Good. Getting ready for Thursday practice and ready to bounce back versus Green Bay this week.
How big of a difference do you think it would make if Matthews isn't able to play?
It would make a difference. He's a game changer for sure. They've moved him this year to play over more left tackles rather than right tackles, and he's really having an outstanding year.
In your mind, when you approach a game, like how much you may consider running versus passing and that sort of thing, if Matthews is out,
it does. It affects the schemes that we'd want to employ to account for him and make sure that he doesn't wreck the game.
So, is there more that you put into the week of preparation, just not knowing if he's going to be there or not?
Well, we have our plans that we're ready to adapt based on anybody being able to play physically or not, but. He's someone that our focus is squarely on.
Are they easier to diagnose at all without Charles Woodson out, or are they mixing things up a little less than they would if he's there?
I think they've been doing a good job mixing it up. Charles Woodson used to put his own spin on things a little bit last year, and he really posed some problems for us in the second game last year. But with the guys they have playing that position right now, the rookie from Vandy, he has his own attributes too, so... It's not like we can take a deep breath.
How surprised are you with Casey, the rookie?
Well, he's played very well. He's an excellent blitzer, has a number of interceptions, so he's really proved to be an asset for their team.
When you have a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, a receiver's almost interchangeable because they can just make anybody look good, it seems.
I think it goes hand in hand. They have a good group, and they've been together for a number of years. They've established a rapport. It probably goes hand in hand. There's good synergy there with experienced guys that have ability.
How frustrating is that the other day when you have all those drops from your receivers? And I mean, just from a play-calling standpoint, do you tend to shy away from throwing the ball when it's getting up to 6-7 drops a game?
No, and we weren't keeping count at all. We just know that we had to keep plugging, keep churning, and try to keep playing better so we could get back into that ball game. So that was uncharacteristic of our group of wide receivers, and we expect them to bounce back. We had a good practice yesterday, and looking forward to getting out on the field and making a lot of improvements in the catching department.
As a coordinator, is there anything that you said to them?
Well, there's always coaching points that their position coaches make, and I make points when I feel like it's necessary with their position coaches present. So we all want to really remedy any mistake that would happen rather than just pointing it out. We want to get to the root of it and help them improve the next time.
What do you think happened there?
Well, there are a number of reasons for drops. At times it's your eyes don't follow it. At times you don't have the right hand placement. Concentration comes into it. We try to identify the root of each and every mistake, and so we can really help our players improve rather than just pointing it out. All players know they need to catch or not throw the ball in the dirt or miss a block, but we really want to do a good job of coaches of explaining what we think was the root of it and how we can eliminate that root.
Any one of those things stand out consistently when it comes to Jerome and what happened there?
No, I don't think so. Not any specific one. And he had a really super day yesterday, so we're ready to bounce back and make amends for those mistakes in Chicago.
Mentally, do you think those piled up on him, the drops?
No, I don't. No, I don't think anything happened mentally. It was uncharacteristic. We know that, and I know he's really excited to get back out and make amends for it.
What have you seen from Jarius the last couple games?
Seen some good playmaking ability. Jarius is a little bit slight in stature, as we all know, but he's tough, and he's proven his toughness in the last two games.
Jerome, I'm sure, has been itching to prove himself and make some contributions since he came back early in the year. How has he handled the whole year overall and just maybe not having things work out exactly the way he wanted to?
I sense that he's handled it very well. He comes out here every day and works very hard in practice. Besides the injury bug and the suspension, there have been some bumps in the road, but he's kept all four tires on the pavement and we're still going forward.
Does him being in an offense that's new to him have anything to do with his struggles this year?
I don't believe so. He's really done a good job in the meetings. He plays our split end, as we know, and he's got to know a lot of route conversions, and he's been a tremendous blocker in the run game. So I don't think that's a factor, Tim.
know, on the 3rd and 2 and 4th and 2 inside the 10 last week, and not using Adrian, was that you just thinking they're going to be ganging up on him at that point?
Or? Well, we anticipated blitz. We didn't do very well in any of the 3rd or 4th and shorts during the game. I think the first 2 3rd and shorts, we threw it, if I'm not mistaken, for 25 yards each time. We anticipated blitz there. The next 2 3rd and shorts, we did run Adrian and we got stuffed. That's an area where we need to improve, both conceptually and execution-wise. So we've got to make improvements when we're in that situation in the future.
I would imagine on that 3rd and 2, you're probably looking, having Kyle Rudolph on that play, but he gets lit up by Briggs.
Yeah, we had some options on that play. None of them materialized. And looking back on it, you'd always want to do something different with the result we got, which wasn't what we had hoped for.
What was your opinion of that hit that Briggs put on Rudolph on that crossing route?
Well, that's typical of zone defenses. When someone crosses your face there and you're within 5 yards, you can knock them off the route as long as you're within 5 yards. And so that's a common occurrence. So just got to handle it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.